From WBHM News, I'm Richard Banks. An unexpected place in Alabama's Black Belt has become the most vaccinated county in the state, Lowndes County, where more than 50% of residents are fully immunized against COVID-19. That's higher than the state's vaccination rate of 45%, which remains one of the lowest in the country. WBHM's Cody Short reports.
At the beginning of the pandemic in 2020, Lowndes County was one of the hardest hit places in the state. At one point, 1 in 17 people were infected with COVID, one of the highest rates in the country. So when the vaccine became available, they were rushed to Lowndes and other Black Belt counties that were also highly infected with COVID.
They pulled in the National Guard to do these large vaccination clinics in some of the rural areas.
That's Pamela Foster. She's a professor at the University of Alabama and focuses on community medicine and population health. Foster says sometimes smaller populations are easier to vaccinate.
Just thinking rationally about trying to get your vaccination rates, the smaller the population, the easier to get more people vaccinated. And then there's the thought that in rural areas, there's a community engagement component that's sort of built in with everybody knowing each other, churches really helping to get the word out.
Lowndes County sits in the middle of Alabama's Black Belt with a population of less than 10,000. The county's Black population is nearly 75% and is historically considered Democratic. The place is known for its fertile soil, once used as slave cotton plantations and being home to the Black Panther Party. But the people there are continuously facing poverty, racism, and chronic health conditions. So it was seen to be the most unlikely place to have the highest vaccination rate in the state. Lowndes County had to overcome other challenges to get residents vaccinated, like having internet access.
The appointments were on the internet. So some of the people in rural areas don't have broadband access, or they may be elderly and don't really know how to navigate the internet. So I know in some of Black Belt County, some of the church members were helping other church members make those appointments.
Reverend Dale Braxton of Snow Hill Christian Church in Lowndes County works heavily with the community and hosts a monthly food drive. He says he was initially hesitant to get his shot because of historical medical traumas to Black people like the Tuskegee experiment. But Braxton says he realized that God created man to become medical scientists and to create the vaccine.
So before I said anything to anyone that I was not going to take it, I convinced myself first that once the vaccine came available, that I'll be the first one from our church, from Snow Hill Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, to go and get vaccinated.
And that type of community engagement from faith-based leaders is what helps areas like Lowndes County. Just like in Alabama, Black people in Mississippi and Louisiana are getting vaccinated at higher rates than other regions. Talisha Reed is 37 years old and works in a nursing home. She got her COVID shot before her job required it.
Well, since I had COVID and I was so sick, when they came out with the vaccine, I said it couldn't do no, I didn't think it could do any worse than when I actually had it.
Even with 50% of Lowndes County being vaccinated, that still leaves a lot of people unprotected, including children. Ariel, who declined to give her last name, is 17 years old and works in a local grocery store. She's technically old enough to get the vaccine without her parents' permission, but she says she hasn't gotten it because her mom doesn't trust it, even though her mom did have COVID.
They kind of found the vaccine a little too early, and that was a little sketchy to my mom, so she decided to not vaccinate it.
Those beliefs are common among Alabamians, and there are many parts outside of the Black Belt that are still lagging in getting COVID vaccinations.
I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms, but I happen to take the vaccine. If it doesn't work, you'll be the first to know, okay?
That was from a rally former President Donald Trump hosted in August in Coleman, Alabama. Coleman County sits an hour north of Birmingham and has a vaccination rate of 38%, lower than the state average. The county is over 90% white and known for its conservative political views.
I think a lot of people just don't like feeling like they're being told what they have to do.
Judy Smith is the district administrator for Coleman County and the Department of Public Health in North Alabama. She says she believes misinformation is keeping people from getting the vaccine.
You know, obviously we wish as the vaccine has become more and more available to different age groups, we wish there were more people who realize the pandemic is still going on. There's still people getting sick. And there's still people even, you know, hospitalized and even dying.
Coleman High School also saw the first COVID-19 related student death in Alabama this school year. Right now, hospitalizations are on the decline from the Delta variant surge. At this point, increasing Alabama's vaccination rate remains on some people's Christmas wish list. But if the winter months do bring another surge, Lowndes County has proven to be resilient in the face of many adversities. Cody Short, WBHM.